Tapping for Miracles with Margaret Lynch. Class 3, the third chakra.
So welcome everyone. This is Margaret Lynch, and this is the third class in Tapping for Miracles. So welcome to the class. Quick overview of the class. We're going to delve into Tapping for Miracles at the third chakra today. And we'll do that for about the first 70 minutes of the class. And then we'll be joined by Joan Kremen, who's spirit-guided energy healer, who is ending the classes for us with a wonderful healing blessing at each chakra, which will take about 10 to 12 minutes. And then after that, Joan and I both stay on the line for any further questions or comments. And, you know, we really appreciate the feedback that's been coming in both for Joan and for the class, either through email or through your comments as well. Also, that Joan's contact information is on the class page. People have been asking for that. And so if you go to your class page, you'll see Joan's contact info, her phone and her email access to if you wanted to work with or speak with her directly about the special work that she does. During the class, I will ask for feedback, and we've had wonderful contribution from people. And again, this class, like every class I've ever done, you guys on the line now don't realize how the people listening later in different time zones are really impacted by your comments. When you get emotional, when something hits home for you, when you get to a core issue and you speak that on the class, it really affects the impact of this class on everyone who listens to the recording as well. So I just want to honor you for that. And there's no need to share any personal information, your name or anything, or where you're from when you give a comment. Again, I've mentioned a couple times that the subject is miracles. We are going into areas around religion, conflicts with the divine, you know, our programmed rules about religion, our views about the universe, the divine. And so we have every different religion so far that I can see represented in this class. So we're not intending to speak from any one religion, but to honor all. So when we use words like God or the divine or the universe, you absolutely should substitute in the tapping or in your understanding your own words that work for you, because it'll have more meaning for you personally. The whole focus of this class around manifesting miracles for me comes down to the three key pieces that I, in my research and getting ready for this class, I personally find creates the vibrational match with miracles. And so to review those again, the first one was your belief in the infinite amount of resources that the divine has for you. Secondly, your faith that you are seen and loved and supported personally by a benevolent God. And we've done some tapping and hit that subject a lot in the first two classes. The third one is your feeling of your worthiness, of your unique nature and how important and special and worthy that is. And so as we come up today to the third chakra, this is the area we're going to focus around the most. So to get started, I'm going to talk a little bit about the third chakra, the way that Reese teaches it. And I'm going to mix in some of Deepak Chopra's teaching. Again, I've been using the book a lot, How to Know God by Deepak Chopra. As he talks about in that book, the seven levels of spirituality, which match in many ways the seven chakras. Everything is in these systems of seven. And of course, Carolyn Mace, which is MYSS, who is one of the most visionary and thought leaders that we've had in the last 20 years in the energy medicine world, and it's written several books, feels that your energy, your anatomy around your energy system, your human energy field is as organized as your physical anatomy. It is organized, it's specific, and that anatomy is defined by the chakras and the systems of seven that we see in so many other religions and spiritual teaching. So that's why I chose to use the chakras for this program and to combine it with Deepak Chopra's seven levels of spirituality. So when we look at the chakra itself, the third chakra is basically the solar plexus. So it's right in our core at the solar plexus. And this is a place a lot of people feel stuff, right? So when we're tapping or you're a coach and you're working with somebody and you say something that triggers them, a lot of times people will feel it right in the solar plexus, and you know that somehow you're triggering their sense of self in this issue, or there's a conflict around their sense of self. So it represents our strength of character, honor, our ego, our individuality, and inner peace, which you're going to hear more about it. It's the center of our personal power, because when we have self-confidence and self-esteem in the third chakra, true self-confidence, true self-esteem, we have a non-dominating kind of personal power. Then the third chakra, we recognize that we are a one of a kind. So if you look down, for instance, at your legs, at your body, you're seeing your first chakra. And then if you take a second and notice what you're feeling right now, the feelings in your body, your very nervous system, you know, sometimes it's like you can think about the feeling of your feet touching the floor and suddenly notice that you're aware of the feeling of your feet touching the floor. We can kind of tune into our hands and how it feels there and notice that sometimes we can actually almost feel energy moving in our hands. And so the second chakra is how you feel the world, your feelings, your experience, the sensual way you experience the world. And as you look at those two things, you recognize there's nobody on the planet who looks like you. There never has all the way through history, and there never will all the way into the future be anyone that looks like you. And there never has been anyone who has felt the way you feel, with your unique nervous system and emotional wiring and your unique second chakra, the way you process the world and process your emotions. Never, ever, ever has there been anyone who feels like you. They couldn't. And there never will be, all the way into the infinite future. So in the third chakra, we go, oh my God, I'm a one of a kind. Never to be seen again on this planet. And that unique nature, bringing that out into the world and sharing that quality of you that's never going to be seen again, that's your life purpose, as Rhys Thomas teaches, that it's never a job. It's to bring that unique quality of you out into the world. So in your third chakra, two things happen. When we recognize, holy mackerel, I am a one-of-a-kind, miraculous miracle, two things happen. First, inner peace. Deepak Chopra says, it's like when you're in a car and for a moment you can reverse the perspective and look out at the world as if you're standing still and the world is rushing by you. It's that detached, wow, I'm here. He calls it the still point of awareness at my center. I'm here. And everything's going on around me. But the thing that exists is this point of awareness at my center. And the Buddha teaches that when you realize this truth, you are truly free. Which brings me to the second thing that happens. You instantly desire to share that quality with the world. So your third chakra is called your power center. It's the power to take action on your deepest desires, the things that fill you with passion and joy. It's that desire to take action or to share that quality out into the world. And when you share that quality of you, that beautiful, miraculous, unique you, not only do you feel peace, you actually bring peace to the world. You become an agent of peace, where Gandhi said, you know, be the change that you want to see in the world. Be the peace that you want to see in the world. And so we'll do some processes today where I hope you'll really get to see how that works energetically. So Deepak Chopra teaches that spirituality at the third level, or the third chakra level, to look at it that way, is inner peace. And the God at the third level is the God of peace. It's clarity, inner calm, contact with yourself. And in that self-reflection, which of course we think about meditation and contemplation, that's in every tradition, many spiritual traditions, and religious traditions. When we go in, we find the divinity, the God inside of us, the peace, or as Deepak says, the still point of awareness inside of us. So what does it mean when we talk about miracles at the third chakra? And so we're going to be looking at today is the miracle that we're looking for at the third chakra is to know peace, to be at peace with the fact that you are a miracle. So we're going to find out how miraculous and one of a kind you really think that you are today, because the third chakra, which again is your power center to take action, to be you, to take that uniqueness into the world. The dark side of it is how much you conform to all of the things that we learned at the first and second chakra, how much you conform or you have rules about who you can be. So Reese teaches that the negative vows that we take at the third chakra sound like this. They are vows to basically negate that you are a unique miracle to be shared with the world. They sound like this. I will be who I'm supposed to be. I will be who I need to be, who everyone wants me to be, not who I am. I will be appropriate. A vow to be invisible. Now, this one hits people pretty much across the board, that somewhere they've taken a vow to be invisible, which is really to withhold who I am, to hide who I am behind this appropriate or the person I'm supposed to be. It can also be vows that we call the people pleaser vows, a vow to use my third chakra, which is my power center, to take action, to be perfectly giving and sacrificing and meek and humble. Now, those can sound great, being giving and sacrificing and meek and humble, all sound like wonderful things. But when it comes from a rule, from a vow that you have to always be in every situation, no matter what, you're not actually choosing it. Because there's situations that it doesn't make sense to be very giving. And there are situations where you would choose not to be so sacrificing, to honor yourself. There are situations in marketing our business and sales that it doesn't actually serve us to be super humble because nobody knows what our value is. And so vows that we take at the third chakra come from the wounds of the first, at the third chakra, come from the wounds of the first and second chakra. So if you saw a lot of fear at the first chakra, which the question is, am I safe? If the answer to that question was no, I'm not really safe, either from I will be physically attacked or judged terribly, which feels just as bad, then you will have taken a vow to be invisible or withhold who you are to be safe. If you had a vow at the second chakra to never be vulnerable because it wasn't safe, then you will absolutely have vows to be invisible in a different way, to withhold who you are, to control how vulnerable you are. So sometimes they come from fear. Sometimes they come from control. Sometimes these vows will come from shame. A vow to be invisible or to be who I'm supposed to be instead, not who I am, because there's something wrong with me. So at the third chakra, the dark side is shame, is looking at our first two chakras, our body and our deepest needs and desires and wants and our lower self urges and saying shameful. So we have to do a couple of things. to have third chakra strength, which Deepak Chopra always says. When you have that third chakra strength, you remain centered, which means you don't get thrown off balance by other people's good and bad opinions and chaos. That's why it brings us peace, because we can just be who we are. So third chakra is an incredible place of strength. The martial artist, as Reese has told me, because I didn't know much about the martial arts world that he lived in, that they train for years and years and years for third chakra strength. Physically, when you think of a martial artist, that no matter what someone throws at them, they can't get knocked off center. They don't get knocked down. They just keep dodging and moving, and they're still standing. That's energetically what we want in your third chakra. So the first exercise we're going to do is around knocking out everything that you look at yourself and say, now, I am not a miracle. I am somehow not good enough, or there's shame there. The second part of what we want to do is we want to knock out some of that outward focus so that the focus can be within. Some of the outward focus that says, a miracle comes from everyone outside of me approving of me. And then thirdly, what we're going to do is get to the core of it, to the I am a miracle. Okay, because when you bring your miracle to the world, you bring peace to the world. And that is absolutely the miracle at the third chakra. So here's the first exercise. First, I want you to picture, we're going to make it easy at first. You're going to picture yourself. So take a nice deep breath and just center yourself a little bit. And we're going to use our beautiful sixth chakra to visualize or picture yourself. And I want you to picture yourself doing what you do in the world, doing the thing that you do that's you. And for the purposes of this picture, I want it to be, what's your vocation? What do you actually go out and do and share with people? So if you're a Reiki practitioner or a chiropractor or a coach or a painter, picture yourself there doing that, and surrounded by the people who are important to you in your life. So I just want you to see yourself doing that. And I want you to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. If you were to look at that picture and go, I am miraculous. So if 10 is 100%, I see myself as a miracle in this picture. And if 0 or 1 is, you know, not a miracle at all. There's nothing special about me. So just note that down for yourself. And it's always good when you allow your subconscious mind to paint you a picture like this. If there's something interesting that stands out, it's good to note down. It's your higher self telling you there might be something else for you to look at in this picture. Okay. Secondly, we're going to make it harder. Because sometimes we can see ourselves, you know, if we're a coach or a healer or, you know, in the healing professions or the helping professions, we can see ourselves doing what we do for other people and say, okay, that part's miraculous, or at least medium miraculous. But now I want you to change the picture where your worst trait, the thing you never want anyone to see, is being revealed. And everyone that's important is seeing this in you. So if that worst trait for you is failure, or not smart enough, or not good enough, or if it's, there I am, gossiping, being mean, picturing somebody's revenge on somebody in my head while I smile smugly. I just want you to see yourself at your worst. It's a hard picture to look at. And notice how hard it is to look at that picture and say, I am a miracle. I am miraculous. So I want you to star, if you want to give me feedback, you can star 7 and give me some feedback on this pretty yucky picture as far as, and you don't have to reveal what your worst trait is if you're fantasizing about somebody else's, you know, bad luck or, you know, other such mean things that we do in our head. But what are the feelings when you see yourself and everyone else sees the thing that you're most afraid of being revealed? Does it trigger shame? Does it trigger fear? Does it trigger a need to hide or an unsafety? Okay. So again, you can star 7 if you want to give me some feedback.
Vulnerability.
Okay. And what's the feeling that goes with you feeling vulnerable be?
Weak. Not safe.
And is weak a judgment? People are seeing me as weak?
Yes.
Okay.
Shame then comes after that, but.
Okay. Okay. Great feedback. I want to take that apart a little bit. So part of what you're seeing in this picture, because the third chakra becomes the judge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So vulnerable means it's weak. What is it weak for you to be? What would the judgment be? It's weak because we can see that she's. You want their approval or what is it? Or just not strong?
Well, it doesn't feel strong, and there definitely is showing up a pattern lately about that I've you know been aware of, but now it's really getting deep about how I take other people's opinions personally.
Right, right. That's what we're working on at the third chakra. Okay.
Hello.
So I just want you to look at this. So you're seeing your second chakra vulnerability, which is, you probably have a lot of strength, but there's a part of you at the second chakra that is also vulnerable. And that's the part of you that's open, that wants love, that wants approval, that wants connection. And somehow the third chakra judge in you says, that is embarrassing and shameful. That desire that I have, whatever it is, or that softness that makes me look not strong or vulnerable, that's a flaw in me.
Okay, so. And there's also a judgment that somehow maybe these other people are right, and that if I do open up and am soft, they won't see it or won't understand it or will hurt me.
Okay. Yeah. So remember that the judgment you see from other people is really a reflection of your, you know what I'm going to say. That's you.
I know.
But at the same time, the feeling in your body that gets triggered, the vulnerability, the shame, the fear, the no, that's wired into your nervous system. And that's where the tapping can, at this level of getting to the issue and tapping about it, can really make a big difference. Great.
Thank you.
Margaret?
Yes.
Hi. What comes up for me is arrogance. Like the fear to be arrogant.
So your flaw is arrogance that everyone's seeing?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have like a terror that people will see me as arrogant if I feel confident or I am unique or do what I think my way is like arrogance. And then there's like all this feeling on my chest of terror of being arrogant.
Okay.
Maybe it's of being disapproved of.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a huge one because what that means when there is a real terror connected to this, it's not safe, right? It's not safe for me to shine so brightly and own it. What that means is that throughout your life, you have to constantly downplay your power. You have to overdo some things and underdo other things to make sure that you never, ever appear arrogant. It's got to be exhausting.
It is. What I see is that I have been trying all my life to fit into the convention.
Mm-hmm.
and I don't fit in.
Yeah, and that's about, you know, that's the vow to be who I'm supposed to be, not who I am. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So very, very powerful. You come up against these vows, and how are you supposed to go out there as a miracle if it's not safe? If there's going to be some kind of terrible, horrific, you know, unknown, probably it always feels so illogical, but some horrific downside of shining like the miracle that you are. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we go out and we look for miracles externally instead of being the miracle and letting that shine out. You know, Reese says, I have to read what he says. He says, when you gaze upon someone who is enthusiastically being themselves, you see the sun shining through every pore of their body and mind.
Wow.
And so you've got on like some sunblock.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like I'm medium, yeah. I like to say. I can be medium, but I can't be bright. Okay. I'll take one more bit of feedback before we do some tapping.
Margaret?
Yes.
What came up for me immediately was anger and that I need to hide it. And after that was not good enough, not fast enough, and I have shame for that. But what she just said also, everything that she said hit me too. But the anger and hiding, my anger came first.
Okay. Yeah. So there's sort of the control, right? It's like, it's not going to be safe. So I am going to make sure that never happens by being in battle and kind of controlling what people see of me. I will let them see my anger. Or I will let them see just what I'm going to play today. But again, this takes effort and work and thought and hypervigilance.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And all that incredible energy from your third chakra that you could be using to create unbelievable things in your life is funneling into keeping up these appearances and these safeties in place. So when you listen to the foundational, the profile call, you want to really key in on that charismatic leader. Okay. Because we're wired to have a level of arrogance that has a gift for you, which is the drive to stand up and be seen. Okay. Arrogance has tremendous gifts, even though it sounds, and it can be bad in the dark side, but in the light side, the gift in arrogance is standing up and saying, hey, look at me. I rock. I'm a miracle over here. In a way that, as I said in the beginning, third chakra strength is personal power. It's the self-confidence and self-esteem that's never dominating. It brings peace. You standing up and saying, look at me, I rock, from third chakra strength doesn't disempower anyone. It actually frees everybody in the room when we do it from that place.
Margaret?
Yes.
Something strange happened to me when I was going through my separation/divorce. I had started seeing this big yellow light outside, and it would move, and it was like, oh, my God, what is that? And eventually, it did say it was me. And eventually, years later, I was told what I was doing was projecting my third chakra out. I mean, I'd be doing some work. I do massages. I'd be doing some work, and I would see this thing floating around. And always in doing massages, I love doing massages. It's not, I feel, what I'm going to be doing for life, but I would see this thing. And I, as much as I do, I'm one of those two that I feel I can do whatever. As long as I have a little bit of knowledge of it, I can complete it. And I've been like that with massages, I've even applied for a humongous job working for a doctor, knowing in a way that I could use more training, but I can do this job. I'm that way. But I somehow have not been able to actually bring, if you will, my solar back in so that I felt my power. I used to be able to get any job I wanted, whether or not I was qualified. I would laugh about it.
Yeah.
It was odd. But now it's like, since that time frame, my power is, it like, it's there in visual, but it's not brought back in.
Yeah, so especially when you're a real achiever, right, a real driver, your third chakra becomes about the doing, all about the doing, because it is your power center to take action, right? But the other side of that is the inner peace. is the relief from the struggle and the strive and all of the achieving, that we have that balance to be able to go within, which is where the meditation and contemplation parts of traditions come in. And so your third chakra is, and this is very common for anyone who's got the achiever, is going to be, I know who I am, it's what I do. So when your third chakra is outside of you, it's through your actions, then you've got a big third chakra. You're seeing yellow, right, which is the color of the third chakra. But it doesn't feel like it's part of you. It feels like what you do. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to mute everybody and we'll do some tapping on this yucky little picture that I made us look at. Okay, so just tapping. When I do tapping like this, we tap right through the points. Okay. There I am. Everybody sees it. Oh my God. Everyone sees what I've been hiding. They see my vulnerability. They see my dark side, my arrogance, my anger, my not good enough. It's terrifying. They're judging me. And they should. Because I judge me every day on this. And I think I'm right about it. They're judging me. Just like I judge me. My worst fear is being revealed. It is not safe. I feel the shame, embarrassment, disapproval, disappointed in myself. It's humiliating. I feel the anger. I feel the sadness. I feel the terror. All these reactions wired in my nervous system. I don't want to be revealed like this. I am so not a miracle. I am so less than medium. I've got to hide. This isn't safe. I won't have it. I'm terrified. My worst fear being revealed. It's a horror show. I am so not a miracle. I try to be perfect. I try to be a miracle. But everyone's seeing it. My worst self being revealed. So deeply shameful. So many things wrong with me. I am totally not a miracle. Okay, and take a nice deep breath. And just a reminder that when we tap, it's a clearing technique. So we say, really, the worst negative things that go around in our head, we use our fifth chakra and we call them out loud. And as we tap, it's a clearing and releasing technique. So I know that these words sound very negative, but they're coming from you. And the goal is to clear them, never to. We don't make anything stronger when we tap on a negative, because your energy system is always going to clear things that aren't meant to be there. Okay. So I just want you to take another nice deep breath. And I want you to look at the picture again and see how it looks. How high is your judgment? And I want you to just notice how the other people are looking at you. Okay. So if you want to give me a little bit of quick feedback on how the picture looks now, because the next round we're going to tap on is to kind of bring down some of that outward focus on everyone and their approval. So how does the picture look now? Have we made it Margaret? Worse or better? Yes.
Yeah, I had like a lot of shame coming up. Shame. And then the people are looking at me like, okay, well, you're just like us, so you're nothing special, which like means that I have this perfection thing going on, right? Mm-hmm. I have to be perfect to be a miracle. So that was really very clear for me.
Okay. Yeah. And so we're going to hit the perfection stuff again in the next class. But what I want you to do, and we might do it now, depending on what people's feedback is do some tapping. And this is going to sound strange, but you want to tap because this is a little bit more of observing. You know, Eckhart Tolle calls it observing the pain body. When shame is really strong for you, an interesting way of tapping on it is, even though I'm addicted to shame, I love it, love it, love it, love it, shame myself all day long, love the pain and suffering of shame. I love and accept myself. Very strange, but it's a way of observing that there's this inner part of you that loves to torture you with this shame. And then kind of call it out. You know, this is my pain body. I'm just going to observe it. It's been operating for a long time.
Okay.
Because on the other side of that shame is a huge amount of true and beautiful self-esteem, self-confidence, self-knowing. Okay.
Margaret, this really fits for me. I'm an emotional intelligence specialist. And as I've been examining some things that have been happening lately, asking what's the benefit for me, well, the benefit is I get to stay the victim. And I see the people, there's a mixture of the people. Some of them are sort of turning their noses up at me in disdain, and other people are just turning their backs.
Yeah, so you're going to see the abandonment, right, which is what you're saying.
Yep.
Yeah, the abandonment.
Yep.
And so really brave to say that, because it's very difficult for anyone to admit how much we go to victim. So very brave to say that and just recognize that we all have an inner victim. It's something that we work on our whole life is not coming from our victim. So for you, you know, it's always going to be an issue to tap around in any situation. You don't get over abandonment from one tapping round. It's kind of like your core life issue.
Yes.
They're abandoning me. And abandonment for you is an incredibly painful state of separation because you are wired to be filled with love and relationship. You are wired. That's how you came in. And so for you to clear, I just want you to keep tapping, and anyone else who's getting triggered, okay? For you to clear this battle you have with abandonment, this back and forth with it, the miracle, I mean, the emotional intelligence specialists are the true healers on the planet, the true healers, because the amount of love that you can channel is beyond. Okay, that's how you came in. Reese says for you is recognizing that you know, unlike the abandonment and feeling empty, which is always the exact opposite, your core to know that you are the deepest well of love that anyone's ever going to meet. Okay. And your life purpose is bringing that into the world, because the rest of us can only feel like a tenth of what you can feel. And all the rule keepers that I know you've attracted.
Yes. Just last night, as a matter of fact.
Right. Your miracle to the rule keepers is letting them go deeper than they ever have, which is a huge step for them and like 5% of where you can go.
Yeah.
Okay. It's also recognizing for you, you know, as Reese also says, is that when you as an emotional intelligence specialist recognize that nobody can go as deep as you. Nobody. And you stop asking them to.
Oh.
Then you let it be incredibly safe for them to go as deeply as they can into their feelings.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you're sort of always telling the rule keeper, you do feelings wrong.
Uh-huh.
And so, mm-hmm. so really, you know, important to recognize that's your miracle, is that you feel every freaking thing.
If we can get through this class and I understand that, that will be a miracle.
Okay. Well, there's a part of you listening that's hearing the truth in what I'm saying. And
yes,
there's a part of
you
that's learned to couch yourself into mm-hmm. downplay it, right? And go, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that's okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Margaret?
Yeah.
What comes up to me is what if I shine and I am wrong? You know, I am a fake and they crush me.
Okay. Yeah, we call that imposter syndrome. This deep belief that somehow I'm an imposter and I'm going to be called out, right? That I'm going to shine and then be found out as a fake. That followed me through college and for so many years. Like I'd look around my college or I'd look around my company years later and go, sooner or later, these people are going to figure out that I'm a complete phony. I don't know anything. Okay, so this is because you have a very bright mind. You have a very bright mind. You like to learn. And so you're going to always have this kind of insecurity around like somehow not knowing enough or not being expert enough. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So what's the feeling in that? If they were to find out, someone were to look at you and go, you're a fake. What would the feeling
be? I feel it's this constriction in my solar plexus, but it is, again, terror.
Okay.
To be exposed.
Yeah. And so not knowing enough or somehow I need to have all the answers or, you know, I'm vulnerable.
Well, it is like the fear that I'll be wrong.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good. Okay. So we're going to do another tapping round that we're going to bring some of this in there, but I'm also going to make you say some really crazy words about the other people there, okay? And so this exercise is going to really turn down some of your outward focus, okay? So we're going to also voice another part of all of our biggest fears, okay? Okay, so tapping through the points again. There I am. I feel the shame. I feel the terror. It's worse than ever. There I am, abandoned, seen in the very worst light, judged by all of these people. And the truth is, I am desperate for their approval and horrified that they might know that. I desperately want their love. I desperately want their attention. I'm so desperate for their validation. I need them to see me. Then I can see good enough in their eyes. They decide if I'm a miracle. I'm addicted to their approval. I hate to admit it. I so want their attention. I so need their love to be me. I need them to validate me. I need them to see me as special, as good enough, smart enough, loving enough, special enough. Then I can feel it. Only then I can feel it. I need the validation from them. The miracle comes from their opinion. I so want to be miraculous, but I can't until they see me that way. I hate to admit it. It's my dirty secret. I'm desperate, needy for approval, horribly vulnerable. This is embarrassing. I need them all to love me. Please, please approve of me. Please, please say I'm great. Then I'll finally believe it. For about a minute. Then I'll need more. I honor this addiction, this desperate insecurity, this desire to be special through everyone else's eyes. It's how I've been programmed my whole life. I'm just going to honor it now. I guess I'm human. And take a nice deep breath. Wasn't it kind of freeing just to admit that? It's one of my favorite rounds of tapping to do. Okay. And so I just want you to look at the picture again, and you can star 7. And give me some feedback. Just see how intensely now you need their approval and attention.
Margaret?
Yes.
Before this last round, I cried through that previous one really heavily. Everything that you said hit perfectly. And when we got to, I couldn't remember how you put it about how I was seeing myself, but how the people around me were seeing me, the first thing that came to my head was they all love me anyway. That was before we did this other round. I was totally amazed.
Nice. Nice.
I just couldn't remember what the other part was inside myself, because I think that one I was like, whatever was in there was important too, and I didn't even get to it.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, you know, it's like we're seeing this picture through our wounds and our vows. So we see everything that way. Okay. And that's why tapping over the top for these kind of pictures, when you now go out and are with people, we've kind of taken down this huge edge off both your fear of withholding who you really are because of all the things you think are wrong, and also that outward focus. Okay, because if we can start taking down those, it leaves the space for you to go, I'm actually pretty freaking lovable. Okay, nice. Anybody else? How does it look now? How did it feel to say all that?
I have a comment. The people around me are both fearful and angry. I have the belief that my aliveness creates annihilation. And that goes back to my twin dying in utero, I believe. So if I live, then the people around me die. So,
yeah, that's it. So, and you've done some tapping around that?
I have. I've been working on it a lot.
Okay.
That just may be why it's so present.
Yeah, and so there's that trauma, and this is the way it actually works in your life, is if I carry too much power, if I'm really brilliant and shining, it's going to hurt other people. And
right.
So they're going to react to me, and so there's one aspect, and they're going to react to me by being angry, by violence, by maybe annihilating me.
Right.
Okay, so from the profiles, that's kind of the thinker. And
yeah, that's my secondary.
Yeah, and so there's charismatic leader and thinker in there. And the thinker is always a fear. If I really step into my body, I'm going to be annihilated. People are going to attack me when they see what I have. For some reason, I am going to be thrown in prison. It's a, you know, strange, like people always say to me, I don't even know where it comes from. You actually know you've had this early trauma. And then the charismatic leader enforcer will often see battle coming back. Right, people are going to be angry at me and attacking me. But this is a really good picture for you to capture and do some more tapping around, that there's battle. Life and death battle will ensue if I am me. So I have to keep pretending.
It's not just that they'll annihilate me, but that somehow my aliveness annihilates them.
Yeah, and so I have to pull it in, right? And I said, and that's the charismatic leader, you know, enforcer quality will often have that fear, like, if I own my power, it's going to hurt other people, annihilate other people. And so when you see that, you know, it means that you have at some level of awareness, and I know there's people listening who are going to say, oh my God, that's me too, because I hear that over and over from clients who really do have a lot of energetic power. So there's a part of you that's aware that you have a huge, like, second chakra power. And there's some sort of battle around whether or not it's safe to bring that into the world. And what you're seeing here, it's actually going to annihilate people. Like, I'm going to turn into some kind of a tyrant, okay, which is the negative use of power. So I really want you to, you know, to work around that very specifically, because it's a very specific fear. It does come up with people who have a big sort of second chakra level of power and control. And so a lot of the people with have the strong charismatic leader will have that fear. Okay. And I don't know, you know, what you think about past lives, but this can be a past life thing when it comes in this strong. Right.
Okay.
Like, I carried a lot of power in a past life and it went bad for a lot of people, kind of a thing. Okay.
Okay.
And so, you know, sometimes it's a pattern that you've carried forward depending on your beliefs there. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, so we're going to move on to the positive round. Again, that last round is really designed to take down that natural human, believe me, it's human, desperate desire for approval that we're all wired with. Now, that alone is often what people are most embarrassed and ashamed of, is their vulnerability, that the fact that there is this deep part of them that they shouldn't have, that really wants other people's approval, you know, that somehow we should evolve beyond that and I shouldn't care. And at the third chakra, this is kind of a dance, because we do want to tap down the outward focus that is so focused on the opinions and the love coming into us from other people. We do want to tap that down. But underneath those words that we said, I'm desperate for approval and love and attention, underneath that is real second chakra calling or desire or feeling that I want you to honor. And if you still have too much judgment about it, no, I shouldn't care what people think, then I want you to do some more tapping on it. Because in the light side of those words is honoring that you in your true self really do want to be loved and seen and really do want to be special, want your unique quality to be out in the world, which is unbelievably special. So the desire to be seen as amazing and special and brilliant, which we often go, oh my God, that's so bad. It's so bad that I want that. On the other side of that is the part of you, a deeper part that recognizes and is trying to bonk you over the head and say, you are unbelievably special and unique and your gifts are supposed to come out into the world. And yes, you're human. You do want people to love you. Because when people love you, you can often do more with them and for them. And if you're a coach or a mentor to them, you'll be able to do more and with them. You'll be able to guide people, mentor people, lead people, support people better. And so there's a beautiful gift in that desperate, needy desire for approval. Honor it. You know, part of what we do with tapping is we call ourselves out on our deepest desires and our deepest frailties. And when we do that, they lose power over us. So saying, you know, I'm kind of desperate for approval, it kind of loses its power over us. Of course I am. I'm human. We're all desperate for approval. It loses its power over us. And then we can look deeper and say, you know, there's a calling in me to stand up taller and be brighter and put my gifts out in front of more people. Because you know what? I love sharing that. And I'm pretty sure a percentage of people are going to love that quality in me. Okay. So as bad as that round could have sounded, I really want you to see the gift in that. Okay, so we're going to do the last round here on a positive round. Okay, so take a nice clearing breath and get ready for the positive. Okay, so tapping through the points. Even though I've had this addiction to shame and to fear, to hiding my miracle behind a fake version of me, I now completely honor the truth. I am a one of a kind, an absolute miracle. I've been hiding my miracle, but that doesn't change it. I am a miracle of brilliance. I am a miracle of love. I am a miracle of passion, of drive, of energy. I am a miracle of skill. My personality, my intelligence, my feelings, the way I do things is a one of a kind, totally unique, never to be seen again miracle. I am a supernova. I'm a piece of the divine. And so is everyone else, whether they know it or not. So I'm putting my foot down. That is it. I'm not gonna go another day not being me. Because not being me in the world, being someone or something else, is like a slow death. It's like being a ghost. It's like living the wrong life. I'm not going to go another day not being me. That's it. What I have will never be seen again on this planet. And I commit to sharing it now. It might shock some people. But I'm going to share my miracle. I'm going within. I'm seeing me, feeling me, loving me. I love myself. I am so glad to be me. I am a piece of the divine. And I'm stepping into that. In my third chakra core is the inner peace that lets me be me. And as I do that, I give everyone else permission to be who they are. I'm open to being me. I don't even know who that is. But I'm open to discovering who I am every day, in every moment. And as I share that with the world, I let others discover who they are. And I bring peace. The miracle of peace to everyone I meet. I love being a miracle. I am in the same vibe as miracles. Of course I am. And I love being a miracle. Okay, and take a nice deep breath. That's a fun one. And if you want to give me a little bit of quick feedback, because we're going to have Joan starting in a minute, you can star 7 and just see how your picture looks there. Close your eyes, take a nice deep breath, look at your picture, look at you standing there surrounded by all those same people. And see how the picture looks now. And I want you to imagine, you know, you may have to tap through that again on the recording, but what I want you to see in this picture is to look at it. Let your mind's eye paint you a picture of your energy now, of your energy in your body expanding out to everyone who's around you. Because I want you to see how it happens that you're a miracle, how the energy of you being you, with all of your insecurities and imperfections and all of your brilliance and everything that makes you divinely human, which is your lower self and your higher self. I want you to see physically how that energy moves out from you and affects other people and the chain reaction that that can have in the world. Again, I'm going to read you what Reese says, which is to gaze upon a person who is enthusiastically being themselves is to see the sun shining through every pore of their body and mind. So I want you to see that miraculous you like a sun, a beautiful yellow sun shining through your body and mind out into other people and see how you are a miracle. And that is a great picture to lead into Joan. And so did anyone have a quick comment? Because we're going to go right into Joan's meditation.
Yes, Margaret.
Yes.
This last round was wonderful. I felt chilled. When you say, it was something like, I will no longer go without being myself. It was like just something came up from my solar plexus to my chest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's intense. And that's what we do with the third chakra. We go, that's it. That's it. I'm putting my foot down. We feel that second chakra desire to be us, and they come up to the third chakra, and we go, that's it. I'm never going back to the old way. And it does. You start to feel it right into your heart, right? Because the heart is where we start to feel the sadness of not doing that my whole life.
Margaret, when you said about the slow death, that just nailed it so perfectly. That was exactly how I felt.
Yeah. Or walking ghost syndrome.
Yeah.
All my diagnoses that I am not allowed to give. I'm going to diagnose you with walking ghost syndrome. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you again to everyone who's given such wonderful feedback on the class today. Appreciate that. You know, this is the lower three chakras. It's intense stuff. You know, that's why I my theory is that's one of the reasons why nobody's doing this except me. It takes a little third chakra courage for me to do some of this work, let me tell you. But for me, sometimes I'm terrified when I get on these classes. I can't not do it. I can't not do it. And so I have that wall of fear or that wall of desperation for approval. And what if nobody likes this? And there's something in me that goes, I have to share this. Okay, now you could call that arrogance. Who the hell do I think I am thinking my stuff is so good? Okay, if I didn't have the gift or I wasn't willing to own that I'm pretty freaking arrogant when it comes to this work, I wouldn't push it out there so hard. Okay. And if I pretended like I didn't need approval. Like, I don't care what people think. Like, I'm so beyond what people judge me. If I pretended that I was so far beyond being affected by people's judgments, that wouldn't be congruent. Of course I want people to love me. Okay? But does it rule who I am? And that's the difference at the third chakra. Do I change who I am to get that approval? That's the difference with Deepak says that you don't get pushed off center. You don't change yourself in order to get that approval. Because the most important thing is for you to be you. Now, when I really own how much I want to be loved by people, but when I come to that in my third chakra is, then I need to be love. I need to be love. I need to let love pour out of me. And then who couldn't love me? Well, some people, but still. Okay, so doing this work is very intense. It often will bring us to actually some kind of light places where we can be light about this and have a sense of humor about our insecurities and imperfections and desire to go into battle with everybody. To have a lighter sense of humor about it so that we can choose. Okay, so as intense as it gets, the other side, and at the end of my classes, I like to remind everyone that we can, that when you do this work enough and you tap through your stuff enough, you can get to a sense of humor about yourself. And when you speak that way to people, like, you know what, sometimes I'm a real bitch, but I'm very forgiving too. Suddenly it takes all the power out of everyone judging me as a bitch. All the power is gone. I just admitted it. Okay. Did anyone else was waiting to comment quickly? And we'll go on to Joan. I don't want to cut anyone off if they were waiting. Because I'm so giving. I'm so loving. Okay. So I am going to, let's see, mute everybody and introduce Joan. So I'm going to unmute you, Joan. At the end of these classes, it's such a nice time to come into a nice healing meditation because we've, you know, as we say, we're often a little bit tapped out from all the tapping, and especially when there's a lot of intensity and a lot of sadness being processed. I'm happy to, once again, to introduce Joan. Joan is an unbelievable healer and healing presence. If you ever have the joy to meet Joan or to talk with her in person, you sense a holiness about her presence that is just palpable, and it's just beautiful. At Reese's school, his head teacher and director, Lisa Campion, worked with Joan, and her quote was, "I am in awe of Joan's heart chakra," which I thought was so beautiful. And so in her healing blessing, she calls it a blessing, and that's how it works for her. She's just going to invite you to come along with the energy with her and receive this blessing. And this will be going out to everyone receiving this class, whether you're live on the phone or getting the recording. You might feel a great sense of peace or energy moving. You might feel like you're really light or you're really heavy, or you might feel nothing. So every experience is perfectly wonderful. And all you have to do to receive the blessing is simply be holding an intention of yes, I want this blessing. I want to receive that. Or some people like to just observe and listen with their mind, which is also fine too. So it will last just about 10 minutes or so, and then we'll come back if you're still on the line, or you can come back. It's kind of hard to come back sometimes if there's any more questions or comments. And so you can take it away, Joan.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you. I love this class. It was absolutely amazing. And I want to thank especially all the people who shared, because it was just so beautiful. And I feel like it just touched my heart so deeply to hear everybody. And your honesty, Margaret, has been just since the moment that I met you. And I was trying to figure out today how would I describe you, but how you know, the piece that you said about Reese, that's exactly how I would describe you, because every time I look at you, when I meet you, see you, when I speak to you, it's just always there. The sun seems to shine from everything you say and every piece of you. So thank you. Thank you for the gift that you are in my life.
Thank you, Joan. Thanks for making me tap on my own class. Making me cry over here. Thank you. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm muting myself now. Thank you.
So hello and welcome to everybody. And this blessing will go out to all of us here and all of us that will connect with this call and the recording in future time. I invite you now to travel with me as we do this third chakra energy blessing and invite you to be open to miracles. So we will begin by taking three deep breaths. So inhale as deeply as you can through your nose. Hold the breath. Exhale slowly through your mouth. Second deep breath. Inhale through your nose. Hold it. Exhale slowly through your mouth. And third deep breath. Inhale. Hold the breath. Exhale slowly through your mouth. And relax. I ask Infinite Spirit God of love and light to bring your golden healing light all around us and close the circle in protection and love beneath our feet. I ask all the Ascended Masters and the Legions of Light to be with us. Our guides and angels, our I Am Presence, our Divine Team to draw close and allow me to be a channel for healing for all. And I ask Archangel Michael to stand guard with us forever. So I invite you now into the center of this beautiful circle of light. And just see this beautiful light swirling all around us, moving upward, all around us, beneath us, above us. And I invite you to draw this beautiful golden healing light through your crown chakra and allow it to touch in with the violet light at your crown. Very slowly and gently allow it to move downward, merging with indigo light of your third eye chakra. Slowly as you relax, allow the light to travel on downwards and blend with the blue light at your throat chakra. Gently floating down and merging with the green light of your heart, and feel the love and the warmth of your heart. Traveling on down, touching with the yellow light at your solar plexus, third chakra. And moving on down, merging with the orange light at your sacral chakra. And downward to the base of your spine, merging with the red light. Now see this beautiful golden light as it merges with the red light of your first chakra. Swirl in a clockwise direction. As you feel your body and your connection to the earth, now see your first chakra open. Just gradually, little by little, very gently. See it open. Feel the love of your heart. Hear your soul's light whisper to you that you are safe and secure. You are divinely supported. Now this beautiful golden healing light is going to travel upwards to your sacral chakra. See it merge in a clockwise direction as your second chakra opens. Here we honor our deepest feelings, needs, and desires with our new self-image. Now see the energy from your second chakra rise up through your system to create and be all that you were meant to be. Feel yourself divinely supported with this golden healing light. And feel all that you feel at a very deep level. Just allow yourself the peace and safety to rest. Now, slowly and gently, allow the golden light to swirl upwards, connecting with your third chakra in your solar plexus, and see this beautiful yellow light merge with the golden healing light. And allow your third chakra to open to the miracle of who you are. Now I invite Saint Germain to come and be with us. And let us gather all our feelings of shame and a vow we've made to be invisible. And all the ways that we have lived up until now where we were not really being who we are and sharing with the world who we really are. Let us very gently and slowly give them to Saint Germain, and he will transmute them to a safe place. So as we let go, see them float away. And take a breath. And allow yourself now to go a little deeper within. See the beautiful yellow light of your third chakra, connecting with the golden healing light. This is you. This is who you are. You are a piece of the divine. You are a real miracle. You are safe here. In this sacred space. And no matter what is going on around you, no matter what anybody else is doing or saying, this is your own special sacred space. Connected to the divine. connected to this beautiful golden healing light. Then choose to be who you really are. Just rest here for a while. And feel your confidence in yourself. Feel the courage that you have to show who you really are to the world. And feel the peace of what it is like to be and step into your power and be who you really are. Let yourself shine with the help of this golden healing light. May you always remember who you are. Now allow this golden healing light to travel upward to your heart chakra and see it swirl through your heart chakra and feel all the love in your heart for yourself. Give this love to you. You deserve this love. You are unique. You are a special human being. You are a special soul. And allow this light to travel upward through your throat chakra with a beautiful blue light and on upward to your third eye. See it swirling upward and see your chakras opening just a little bit as it moves upward, touching in with the violet light at your crown chakra. And as it moves out through your crown chakra, see this beautiful golden healing light disperse into beautiful golden raindrops and see them float gently down all around you in a blanket of protection and safety and love. And know as you go forward, you will always remember who you are as you walk in the light. Blessed be. Deep breath and let your fingers move and your toes. Bring your awareness back into the room that you're in.
Beautiful, Joan. Beautiful once again. I liked how you said, remember who you are. And what we mean when we say that is remember, you know, at your soul's level, who you are. Because remembering your past isn't remembering who you are. Remembering who you were or who you think you're going to be isn't the same as really feeling you in the present moment. Mm-hmm. And in that present moment, there's this feeling, and I guess it could only be described as a feeling,
of, oh yeah, this is who I am. And I'm shifting and changing all the time, but this is who I am. Sometimes they call that touching the soul. So beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Joan, very much. So we're close to the time. I know a lot of people have to jump off, but if you want to, if you can physically come back and if you want to give after that beautiful blessing, if you want to unmute and give any comments or ask a question of Joan or me, we'll stay on for a few more minutes.
Hi, Margaret.
Hello.
Oh,
I heard two people, so someone start.
Okay, I'll start. Well, actually, I have to go. Can I just be really quick?
Okay, sure. Yeah.
I was actually really annoyed. I was listening to that conference call, and then I got a text message right in the middle of the healing. So I'm completely back.
Right.
Very annoyed. But I actually had, it's interesting, I had to tap on failure last night because I'm a student. And I got a bad grade on an assignment that I worked really hard on. And I always revert back to, I'm a failure. I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't find this chakra really effective for me. I'm just wondering, do you have any advice on what else I could tap on?
Yeah. And so two things. What happened for you in this class, too, with the getting annoyed, is just kind of notice that that's part of a pattern, too, that when I get really close to touching who I am and to honoring myself, somehow I go into battle. Mm-hmm. Something will trigger me from the universe into battle. And so for you, you want to tap on not just that, you know, I'm not good enough, but the battle around not good enough, that I've made a vow to always battle about my worthiness, to prove myself and then have it myself dashed down in my own judgment or someone else and then get angry and fight that and say, no, I deserve better. I'm better than this. Mm-hmm. And then fight and prove it again. Because it's kind of a pattern that goes around and around for you. You never arrive at inner peace, which is the third chakra. It's a very second chakra kind of battle about my worthiness.
Okay. Right?
To come up to the third chakra peace that we talked about today is to let go of some of that battle, which is really hard to do with the strong charismatic leader that you definitely have. An interesting way of tapping on it is that I've made a vow to battle about my worthiness and deserving, and there's no way I'm letting that go.
Okay.
Okay. I'm battling this, and that's the way it is, and I don't want peace. I want to be right. And it'll feel really good to tap on it that way. And when we voice it really loud and over the top like that, you let yourself voice all that battle, that screw everybody battle, literally, it'll bring you to a meditative third chakra place the fastest. And that's spirituality for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Just a really quick question. Does that have anything to do with, I often, battling too, but I really, and sometimes I'll say, oh, it's their fault. Oh, well, it's because of this reason, or it's because of, and I could come up with a million reasons or excuses, I like to call them. Is that sort of the same thing too?
Yeah, you justify your battle. That's all.
Right.
I can't just be in the world as this amazing, accomplishing warrior. I need to justify the battle.
Okay.
When we go into battle, we usually like to have a really good justification that we can, that makes sense to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But on the other side of that is you just getting to be this unbelievable warrior that you are out in the world working for the causes that you want,
mm-hmm.
fighting the battles of truth and justice. And having your energy go there versus it being this other battle that goes on.
Okay.
Okay. So good. It's always good to hear from our charismatic leaders who are in battle.
We like to battle.
Yeah, we love it. Part of it's admitting how much we like to battle.
Yes.
Way more than we want inner peace a lot of the times. Okay.
Okay, that's good to know because I feel like, especially this past semester, I've just been annoyed at absolutely everything and everyone. And now I'm kind of seeing the pattern. I'm able to tap on it a little bit better and just kind of letting it go.
Yeah, when we go into battle, for anybody, when we go into battle, what we're manifesting is more battle. So it feels good to be in battle, and it's good to tap about it because we come out of it the quickest. But, you know, when you're in battle, you're in your defense. You're not in your creative place. Sometimes it's the way we self-sabotage. The way I self-sabotage by going into battle with everyone, and then I get to a place of they're all stupid and I don't care, and that's my self-sabotage.
Hmm.
Okay.
Oh, there's my phone.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Someone else was waiting.
Right. Hi, Margaret and Joan. I just love the blessing, so thank you a lot, Joan. But I got so tired. I was listening to it and visualizing and feeling my body, and I was almost falling asleep. Is that something you find as usual?
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit last class too, is that if you were processing a lot emotionally in the class, tapping is very draining. So it can bring us to kind of a place where we feel like, wow, I'm exhausted. It's like you mountain biked for 3 hours. Right. But definitely it's a healing meditation. You just want to see for you, you know, a couple things. Do you overwork your body all the time? Is your body giving you signals, I need rest, and you don't really listen? So in a meditative moment where you connect with yourself, your body saying loud and clear, I'm exhausted. There's one scenario. The other scenario, which I find a lot of achievers do, when they start to go to a point of meditative connecting with their self, they fall asleep. It's a way of resisting, right? And so great meditation, and then they're like, I lost it. I fell asleep. And so for some people, it's a way of their mind comes in and shuts down the process that was happening. So you can kind of think about either of those things and see if that, you know, means anything to you. Okay.
Right.
It's the same thing when I hear people say, oh my God, Margaret, when you got to this on the class, I got distracted. I went and did this. And then I started multitasking and I realized I was resisting the work that was happening on the class. So but often it's the tired feeling in your body is from all of the processing and then bringing in, you know, a very meditative space.
Right.
But good comment. Thanks. I'm sure a lot of people have that. That's why I said sometimes it's hard to come back. Okay. So did anyone else want to give a quick comment before Joan and I jump off the line?
Yeah. Margaret?
Yes.
I want to thank Joan for that. That was, I connected more in that little thing she just did than I have in the last couple. It was just lovely. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
I could see wonderful colors. It was just lovely.
Beautiful.
And then the other thing was a quick question about one of your other classes. You mentioned a way to some programs that will let you take a section of the recording and copy just that.
Yep.
And I can't remember what it was.
There's a free software download called Audacity. I'm going to write it so I don't spell it wrong. So it's A-U-D, A as in apple, U, D as in dog, A-C-I-T-Y, audacity.com. It's pretty much used by everybody I know to manage recordings. You can download it for free, and it will let you import an audio and chop it up and literally cut and paste pieces out of it and then resave that, you know, as a WAV file, as an audio file that you can play in your computer. Okay.
Thank
there is
you.
A way to do MP3s, but it takes, you have to read the manual, you have to download something else. It gets a little complicated. There's also one called SoundForge, which is just how it spells sound and then the word forge, F-O-R-G-E, that I know a lot of people use as well. But I know Audacity is a free download, so a lot of people use it.
Thank
I
you
actually
very
use
much.
It for everything. You're welcome.
Actually, I have one other quick question.
Sure.
In my enforcer mode, instead of fighting outward, a lot of times I turn it on myself. And instead of getting angry at somebody else, I go into self-destruct mode. Is there... other than just tapping on it in the moment, is there some better way to handle that?
And so what do you think the vow is that stops you from actually saying, I am pissed at you people?
Well, actually, I think it goes back to what I brought up earlier, is that when I get really enlivened, I feel that I'm destructive. And so rather than destroying somebody else, I destroy myself.
Okay.
I think.
So, you know, it kind of brings you, when you go hard on yourself and you sort of go to self-hatred, then you victimize yourself.
Right.
Right. So I would tap on it specifically as one way, which is the terrible words that you say to yourself, because that will often lighten it up a lot, you know. And you want to go like over the top, like I am just horrible, monster, vicious, mean. If I had my way, I'd be flame-throwing cities. okay? You know, I would be throwing Oprah off a bridge and stealing her show kind of stuff, right? So there's one way to tap on it really specifically where you kind of voice what you would call the evil that you would do and why it's justified for you to be hard on yourself about it. So there's one level. The next level, which again is kind of like Eckhart Tolle teaches, observing the pain body, is you tap about this almost like it's an addiction. You know, even though there's this part of me that is addicted to torturing me, beating me up, telling me that I'm horrible, that I'm evil, I'm just going to observe it and honor it. It's been there a long time. It's got a function. I don't know what it is. It's trying to tell me something. It's got a gift for me. But I'm just going to observe it, this part of me. Okay, so you kind of start observing this way of acting that you are, if you've read any Eckhart Tolle, just like it's a pain body in you that thrives on it, that loves it, the drama of the way that you beat yourself up. And observe that a little bit will help break the cycle, because suddenly you have consciousness about this pattern that I go in isn't actually me. It's a thing I do. It's like a pain body that's like an aspect of my personality, and it thrives on this crazy cycle of you're going to kill people with your power, so you got to cut yourself down. Just observe that whole process. Okay, so that's kind of like the spiritual level almost up of tapping for it. Very different way of tapping.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Try that out size.
And Joan, by the way, it was magnificent. Actually, the class, both of you, both Margaret and Joan, the class today was really magnificent. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Make a good team, right, Joan?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks so much. And we will talk to you next week when we hit the heart chakra. It's going to be good. So see you all then. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joan.